Today's daf from Masechet Chulin is daf Kuf Yud Chet, and we're holding at the Gemara right after Mishnah Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beit. We just went through various things that are mitzaref, and we say the skin is mitzaref. Obviously, the skin is not considered to be foodstuff. Nonetheless, it's mitzaref to the food, and that's because it's a shomer. Now, some of the other things that we listed in the Mishnah, such as harota, vakipa, that is actual foodstuff, so that we don't need any understanding of why when I'm eating a piece of meat together with the sauce, when the sauce is actually karush, when it gels on the meat, I happily eat it along with the meat. Therefore, it's considered to be part of the actual foodstuff. But skin? The skin is mitzaref only because it's a shomer to the meat, and we want to find out how we know the din of shomrim, and how we know that the din of shomrim are mitzaref, and how we know that the din of shomrim are mitzaref only for Tumat Kala, which is Tumat Ochlim, and not for Tumat Hamura, such as Tumat Nevelot. Tanina Lahadat Tana Rabbanan. What this Mishnah has taught us in telling us that the skin does not count towards the Tumas Nevelas to give us a Shir of a Kezayat Nevela, that is basically clearly expressed in the Braita, the Tana Rabbanan. Shomrim Latuma Kala, Velo Shomrim Latuma Hamura. There's a concept of a Shmira, a shomer, that is a mitztare for tumakala, such as a piece of skin which has meat attached to it, so it's shomer on that meat. But it's not going to be able to be mitztare for tumakamura. How do we know all of this? Shomrim the tumakala minolan. Where do we know that when the Torah talks about foodstuffs, it does not demand the actual foodstuff, but includes anything which is shomer on the foodstuff? The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Since it says in the Torah, "V'chi yipol minivlatam al kol zera zerua asher yizareya," zera zerua asher yizareya is telling you something. Obviously, zera zerua asher yizareya. What's the point of saying it? Just say al kol zera. No, the point is that even though that zera is now in the form that it takes when you throw it into the ground, kederach shepnei adam motzim lizriya asher yizareya. You don't bother peeling the seeds when you put them in. So they have all of that additional material on them, the endosperm and the various different types of grains have these thick coverings that, of course, you take off before you're going to use them for the eating. But you're not going to take them off before you plant them. And nonetheless, the Torah says, "Al kol zera zeruah asher yizareah," which means that included in that is the chita beklipata, the seora beklipata, the adashim beklipatan. So you've got a pod that is considered to be part of the food, even though it isn't edible. So that is a shomer on the food. How do we know that that is not extended to tumah chamura? V'lo shomrim l'tumah chamura. Where do we know that from? And Tosfos is bothered by why do we need to know that there's no? How would we think that yes? And Tosfos brings a makor that we're going to see later on in the Gemara. There was a makor to be marbe from the word yitma by nevela that there should be shomrim by nevela. So the Gemara is taking that into consideration when it asks you to prove that as far as a nevela is concerned, a shomer does not add to the shiur of the kizayit. How do we know that, says the Gemara? V'lo shomrim l'tuma chamura minolan, the Tana Rabbanan. Since the Torah stresses the din of tumat nevelot, v'chi amut mina beima asher lachem la'ochla, ha-nogea b'nivlata. What is that? Nogea ba. What is that? Nogea b'nivlata. To tell me, dafka in the corpse itself, and not on the skin or any other part of the corpse. V'lo ba'or, she'in alav kezayat basar. If you're touching skin and there's no kezayit basar there, it doesn't help to add the skin to get yourself a kezayit. It's not going to become tameh. There's no shear of nivlata. Now, you might think that in a case where there is a kezayit of basar and you touch the skin and not the basar, you might think that you would still be tahor. Yochol hanogea keneged basar miachorav. Lo yehetame, Talmud lomar yitma. Therefore, it adds the word yitma ada arav. What are you talking about? First, you tell me there's no din of the shomer, and then you tell me you might think that you would be. You say if you touch the skin, you're not tameh, right? You might think if you touch the skin, you're not tame. Tame domar yitma, you are tame. What in the world do you mean? My karma. I already explained to you my karma, but let the Gemara do it. Omar Rava for Amr Lakadi. Obviously, there's a piece missing over here. Vaki katani. Benivlata velo boor she'en alav kezayit basar, where the or is mashli mola kezayit. That's what's missing. I mean, I explained it to you that way, but it sure doesn't read like that. Okay, so we need to put in what I added. So if there's no kezayit over here, and you want to use the or to be mashli kezayit, then that's not going to be good. It's not going to be a shear. You might think, Yochoshani motzi, the din of Shomer, af or sheyesh alav kezayit. You might think, but what if I have a kezayit of basar? And now I touch the or. On the other side, I don't touch the basar, I only touch the or. So you might think that if it has a kezayit basar, hanogea keneged basar meachorav lo yetame, that if you touch the skin on the other side of the basar, you will not be tameh because afilu maaseh yad nami lo avi. A shomer, not only is not a shomer, it's not even a yad. So you might think that what this means is, says the Gemara, that it won't even act as a yad. So let's understand that we have two completely different din. We have the din of the shomer. The shomer is a protective coating. And that, the example that we're using over here, is the skin, which is a protective coating to the meat. We also have something else that's called a yad. And that was the case that we had of holding the bone with a piece of meat that's on top of the bone. That's called a yad. The bone for the marrow inside the bone is a shomer. And the difference between a shomer and a yad is that, as we saw when it comes to tumakala, the shomer is actually mitzdaref to the shear, whereas a yad is not. But a yad still serves as a way in and out for tumah. So if the piece of meat on the top of the bone was tummy and another piece of meat touches the bottom of the bone, even though the bone itself is not ochlin, nonetheless that piece of meat is tummy. If that piece of meat that was tummy touches a bone of something that's tar and there's a piece of meat on the top of it, then that piece of meat on the top of it is tummy. That's called lachnis tumah. The first case was called lo tzituma. Now, when we disallowed yadayim for the nevela over here, we said in ogeh benivlata velo ba'ora. So we're saying, forget about shomer. Shomer is not going to be added to the nevela. There is either a nevela or bust. Asks the Gemara from that pasuk, would you also conclude that although a shomer doesn't act as a shomer the way it does with tumakala, are you trying to tell me that it doesn't even act as a yad to be a way in and out? Because usually a shomer is better than a yad. We're not suggesting that it is a yad. All we're saying is that a shomer is minimally able to transmit tuma in and out for whatever's on the other side of it. So it never shields the piece of meat from tuma. I mean, unless that's what you're saying. Are you telling me that even ma'ase yad, there's an afilu ma'ase yad nami lo avit? No. Talmud lomar yitma. There's an additional yitma, meaning that there will be tuma that comes through something else, so that a maisa yad, it does. It's just a shomer, it doesn't do, and it's not mitzdarev. Now, as we know, we have to get to that mission in Uktzin, of course. It's in the opening of Uktzin, where we get to the tikkun of tama etzke tama pri. Kol shehu yad velo shomer. So, the rule is, something which is a yad, but it's not a shomer. So now we have the case, as I mentioned, we have a bone without marrow that is going to be metame, is going to allow tumor to come in and out of a piece of meat that's on top of it. If it has marrow, then vis-a-vis the marrow, it's a shomer, not a yad. But as far as the piece on top is concerned, it's a yad, not a shomer. So, koshu yad velo shomer is tamei, meaning that it can now, if it was tahor, it is now tamei, if it touches through the yad, something tamei, which means that it is makabel tuma, meaning that it brings tuma in. That's called machnis. And it's mitamei. If something on it is tamei, then the Tumah could go through the Yad into whatever touches it, which is Ochlin or Mashkin. But it's not Mitztaref, Eino Mitztaref. If it's also a Shomer, and that would be even if it's not a Yad, so that we have a piece of skin on the other side of the meat. That is not a Yad, it's not convenient to hold the meat by pinching the skin, but it is Shomer. So if something is a Shomer where it's not a Yad, even where it's not a Yad, not only is it Tameh and Mitameh, not only is it Machnes Tumah and Motzi Tumah, it's even Mitztaref to the Shirav Tumah. If something is neither a Yad nor a Shomer, let's say that there's a hair that's attached still to this Nevela, piece of meat that has a hair sticking out of it, that is neither Shomer nor a Yad. Lo Tameh v'lo Mitameh. It can't even transmit Tumah in either direction. It can't be Machnes Tumah, can't be Motzi Tumah.
So it's a hunk of hair that you could pick it up with?
That would be a Yad, but that's number one time. Yeah. Fine. Asks now the Gemara on this Yadot Hechiktive. We saw where it talks about a Shomer, which was in the Sugya of Zroim. By the way, I should mention to you that the Pasuk HaKol Zera Zeruah ends with the words Tahorhu, not Tamehu. But that's only because it's missing Heksha. The very next Pasuk says, but if water fell on it, then what was mentioned above would be Tameh. So that's why we're looking at that Pasuk as if it says Tameh, because we're referring to a case where it was already Mukhsha L'Kabal Tumah, obviously. Anyway, so getting back to this. That's Shomer. Chita B'Klipata. Is a Shomer. I'm getting mad, Richie.
I'm getting tired.
The tired you get, the madder I get. You're playing with fire, Fox. Yeah, that's a new browser. Boy, does he browse.
It's very slow.
That's a browser. All right? So, how about Yadot? Where does it talk about handles, extensions that are not Shomrim? Effectively. That is in a different pasuk where it says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal minivlatam alav tamehu lachem. Tamehu lachem means lachem lecho shebetzorchechem. And remember, that's a klal whenever it says lachem. It always means that any modality of usage that you have is enough to bring tumah in and out. The same way that we use lachem for malach on yantev, any need that you have of it is what you're allowed to do for yourself. Here too, any way that you would handle it, as long as it's an easier way to handle, that's l'rabot et hayadot. Furthermore, it says by nevela uchtim v'chiyamut min habehima asher hi lachem la'ochla. Lachem there too means lachol shebetzorchechem. That is marba yadot for both tumakala and tumachamura, and it's being marba yadot yad lahachnis to bring in tumah to whatever it's attached to. In the case of tumakala, yad lahotzi either from tumakala or tumachamura. And the previous din that was talking about shomrim, that was good for lahachnis for lahotzi. That we know. And we don't need a pasuk for a shomer lachnis lotzi. We only need a pasuk for a shomer to tell me the din of tzirof. Because look, to tell me lachnis lotzi lo tzarich kra, because this is a kal v'chomer from a yad. If once I'm told that there's a din of yad, then I automatically know that there's a din of shomer, because my yad she'ina megina machneset umotziah. If a yad, which doesn't really do any service for the material itself, that is the makor of the tumah or the target of the tumah, and nonetheless, it acts as a conduit to that thing, shomer, which is actually part of the thing in terms of being megin on it, lo kol shekein, why then did the Torah mention shomer for tumah kala? Shomer de katav rachmana lamali, shema mina litzarev. So the only thing that it must be coming to tell me, since I would know it from a kal v'chomer, is that the shomer is so much a part of the thing that it's protecting that it's actually viewed as being mitztaref to the shir of the kibetza of tumah kala, that is to say tumas eichon. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe Yad is only Machmis and not Motzi. And the additional pasuk for the Shomer is to teach that the Shomer is both Machmis and Motzi. But where did you ever see that a Yad is Motzi, which would allow you to have an additional pasuk to tell me that the Shomer is even Mitztaref? Seems to me you took a giant leap when you decided that the Makor of Yad in the Torah, L'chol Tzorcheichem, works in both directions. Maybe it only works in the direction of Knisa. That's ridiculous. Yad L'Knis V'lo L'Otzi. That's crazy. That you can never say. Lo Metzitamret. Because I'll tell you that it's a Kal V'Chomer. Because, look, if Hashta Imuyei Ma'alya, if you're telling me that it's actually able to bring Tumah afresh from nothing, so a Tumah already exists in the thing to which it's attached, isn't it obvious it's going to be Motzi? Remember, the Chiddush, that a Yad is so much part of the thing that it even will allow Tumah in, is much greater than to say when something is Tumah, the Yad that's attached to it is going to allow Tumah out. Because the Tumah is already there. So obviously whatever function the Yad has for the thing, the thing is tummy, but that doesn't mean it's enough to say it will make the thing tummy. You got it all backwards. I don't know, you couldn't say that. It's ridiculous. Okay, so I'll say it the other way. Fine. Ema Yad, let's see. Okay, I'll say it the right way. So maybe when we have a ribuy of Yad, all it's telling me is that if the piece of meat on the bone is tummy, then if the end of the bone touches something that can be makabel tuma from Eichlin, such as mashkin, then it'll be Metame the Mashkin. But that doesn't mean it'll work in the other direction. It's not Machnis. And now the Chiddush of Shomer that appears by Tumakala is only coming to tell me the big Chiddush that the Shomer is not only Motzi, it's even Machnis. But where'd you get the idea that Iyad is Machnis, leaving you an extra pasuk to say, what's the Chiddush of Shomer? Must be it's Mitztaref. Who said it's Mitztaref? Where do you get that from? Answers the Gemara, there's an extra yad that you forgot about. And that extra yad is the source of the din that the yad is both Machlis and Motzi, not only Motzi. Now, where is that? Kalim. Tanur v'kirayim yutatz, where the Torah talks about the same idea of a handle on a stove. It says, Tmeihim, Heim, Utmeihim, Yulachem. Tmeihim, Yulachem means if you have a handle on your stove, or your stove top, on your oven or your stove top, now that will serve as a yad for Tuma. So now we've got an additional yad, L'rabot et ha-yadot, and therefore we got an extra yad. One of them is clearly coming to tell me that Yad is not only Motzi, it's even Machnis, in which case I know by definition Shomer. Why then write Shomer? The only reason to write Shomer is to be Mitztaref. And now we have solved it. We have. Which one is extra? Show me which one I can do without, okay? Hai minayu miyater. So let's say if the Torah only wrote Zra'im. So now we know there's a Yad for Zra'im, Lachem. Okay, let's learn everything out of Zra'im. If a Yad can be Motzi from Tuma in Zra'im, it should be able to be Motzi to a Tanur, from a Tanur, and from an Avela. That's what you're saying, right? Kal v'chomer. Sounds like a good Kal v'chomer. I mean, Zra'im is only a Tuma, Kala Sheba Kalis. Right? Okay. No, not true. Because Malin with Zra'im, Shekein Tuma Tam, Miruba. We just said there's many, many things that Zra'im are much more liable to be Mekabel Tuma than a Tanur is. I mean, it's Mekabel Tuma from Tuma Kala. Tanur is a Kli. Kli is only Mekabel Tuma from an Av Hatuma, right? Furthermore, we just said in our Mishnah, it's possible to have Tumas Ochlin, in the case we have the Sheikhet and so on, we just had. We said, but a Nevela, it's not going to be included. What the din of Shomer in the Mishnah? Shomer is not going to be a star for Nevela. No. So we've got lots of cases where there's more Tuma to affect Zra'im than Tuma to affect Nevelot, to affect Tanur. I understand what you're saying. Is this clear? So that's not, if it wrote Zra'im and didn't write Tanur, I couldn't learn Tanur because if Tanur is only Mekabel Tumor from an Avatum. If it wrote Zra'im and it didn't write Nevelot, so you don't want to take a look at our Mishnah? Look at all the cases where Tumakala is Shayach to be Mekabel more Tuma than the Nevela? No. So that's no good. Okay, all right, let me try something else. Fine. So it's not the other cases. Maybe the Torah should only write Yad B'Tanur. And then we'll certainly be able to learn Zroyim and the Vela from the Tanur, right? No, wrong. Ma the Tanur shekame tamei me'aviro, remember? Everything else you have to come into contact with. The Tanur is going to be a Mekabel Tuma, just hanging in its airspace. Okay, let me try the third one. Licht of Rachmana ben Nevela. So maybe, okay, just say that there's a din of Yad for Nevela to be Motzi, and now I'll be able to learn everything else from Nevela. That's ridiculous. Obviously, Nevela is the last place you can learn it from, because Mala Nevela, Nevela is even Metame Adam, Metame is not Metame Adam, Zroyim is not Metame Adam, and it's Metame even B'masa, if you just carry it, it's also Metame, none of the other things are Metame B'masa. Not to mention the fact that, for God's sakes, Nevela is Tame. In and of itself, the Tumah is Yotzei Gufa. It's not that it's something that was Mekabel Tumah for something else. Now, it's going to give out. How can you learn out anything from the Vela? Of course you can't learn out from the Vela. So exactly which one is extra, my dear friend, that you're telling me I have an extra Yad to tell me that Yad is also Machnis? Mapito? Ah, but wait a minute. I only said one was extra. So fine, I admit you could not learn out two out of one. Oh, but what I was saying is you can learn one out of two. And then the extra one that you could have learned out of the two, that one is extra that comes to tell me, Sir Richard, that Yad is not only Machnis, it's even, not only Motzi, it's even Machnis. There you go. How do you like that? No hints allowed. Okay, so let's try learning out one from two. So Chonim Echad Lo Atya, I can't learn out one from one. Let me learn out one from two. Okay, try. Which one you want to learn from? Well, let's not mention Zroyim, okay? If it didn't mention Zroyim, but it did mention Nevela and Tanur, couldn't I learn out Zroyim from Nevela and Tanur? But Tetimihana? No, absolutely not. The Nevela, they don't need Heksher, but Zroyim require only Heksher. Tobab is Zroyim, Shebetamim Elab Heksher. They're not going to become Tameh unless they were Muksharm Lekabel Tuma by having water reach them first. That's like a whole new kula for Zroyim. Why would I think that a Yad would work for Zroyim?
Is that only foodstuffs that need action?
Yeah.
All
of it. Omer Vudabar, the Rav Yishai, no, that is not true. Because Peirot Shalohu Chshuru are no different than a Tanur Shalom Nigmru Malacht. That's not a kula in Tuma. It just simply means that something is not considered to be a foodstuff until it's been washed. That's all it means. And that's exactly true about a tanur. You're building a tanur. You didn't finish building it. That might be a kabel Tuma. So given the tanur and the nevela, why wouldn't I know Zra'im? Well, what I say is different about Zra'im. So therefore, it's the same thing. It's no different than those cases. It's the same as Shalom Nigmar Malachta Domi. Okay, fine. So how about this common denominator? The Tanur and the Nevela are Metamin without touching. The Tanur is Metame from its airspace. The Nevela is Metame from carrying it without coming into direct skin contact. Huh? Zroyim would have to actually touch. Haha. So it's not extra. Tomar Bizrainshi, Metame Ola Benegia. Sorry, scotch that. No one from two. How about another one from two? Okay. Lo lichtov rachmana b'tanur. Why can't we learn a tanur out of a combination of Zra'im and Sir Richard?
Zra'im
and you're going to be a dead duck if you don't answer this one. Nevela. So let's learn it out from the other two. No, because the other two are both foodstuffs. Sikain Oakland, and therefore it's very likely that this halacha is limited to inyanim that you hold in order to eat. Okay, let it not mention the vela, and let's turn out the vela from a combination of foodstuffs and tanur, the teite me'ana. Yeah, well, you're right, you could. Okay. So then Yad Nevela Lomali. Now that's what I'm telling you. You don't really need the Yad by Nevela because you would have known it anyway from the combination of Zroim and Tanur. He said, therefore I say, Imeno Inyan Liyad Nevela, obviously it's not needed for where it's said. So then it must be adding a new concept of Yad in general. Tzneu Inyan Liyad the Alma. Now we already know that Yad is Motzi, so it must be adding a new concept of Yad to be Machnes. Therefore it is given. Therefore Yad Lachnis, Yad Lahotzi, Shomer Letzaref, and everything is lovely. Hunky dory. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that we've got one extra Yad that we could use? Because we would have been able to learn out Nevela given the other two. Iloka Tavrach Wanab Nevela. Had the Torah actually not written the din of Yad by Nevela, I would have said, look, you know, I can learn out Nevela from other things, but certainly not completely. I would have said, I'll give a din of Yad to Nevela, but only insofar as a din that is the max that we could learn out from the two given cases of the Tanur and of Zroim. Neither of those cases can be Matame and Odam, right? So too, the Nevela that somebody comes into contact with a, let's say, holding on a bone or something like that, over there, it's not going to be Matame Odam either. So therefore, I've got to have a Pasuk that tells me, a din of Yad Lachem by Nevela. So in which case, El Yad and Nevela Mitzrach Tzorech. The truth is, we made a mistake. The Yad and Nevela, we do need it. It's not that we've got an extra Yad, but we don't really need the Shomer of Nevela that we had to learn out. If you recall, yesterday we said, Yochol, that it even, the Shomer wouldn't even be Motzi Tuma, the way Afilu Maisi Yad, you know what I said? That was our question. We needed to bring the Pasuk Yitma to tell me that it would. That is entirely unnecessary. That Shomer is entirely unnecessary. Because, I mean, after all, we understand that can be learned out. I can learn that out directly if I know that there is a Yad of Nevela. So therefore, what's the point of a Shomer Nevela? Remember, if it's to tell me, Litztarufei. Litztarufei, to say like we did by the other Shomer. Well, I mean, Yad is only Machnas Motzi, but it's not Mitztarei. Excuse me, but you said yesterday that's the whole point of the Mishnah. That a Shomer of a Nevela is only, for all intents and purposes, a Maisi Yad. And it's not Mitztarei, for you learned that out from Benivlata V'lo Be'or. So the Pasuk told us that it can't be talking about Tziruf, so that it's not Mitztarei. As far as being Motzi, well, obviously it's Motzi. I mean, if a Nevela has a Yad that isn't even Megin, that isn't even a Shomer, Koshikin, the Shomer is going to be Motzi. So therefore, I don't need to tell me the din of Shomer by Nevela. So that is clearly lahotzi kavachomer miyadati. Therefore, im eno inyan leshomer de nevela. It's not adding one single fact when it comes to the shomer of a nevela, right? So tneu inin liyad nevela. So let's give it the broader sense. The broader sense is it's adding additional power of tuma for nevela. But what additional tuma? I mean, the only thing that's left is it's tarufe. So im eno inan liyad de nevela either. So then it's got to be coming to tell me the overall halacha of Yad the Alma, the universal din of Yad, which tells me that Yad is actually not only Motzi, it's even Machnis, in which case we're back to where we were before. So then what's the point of the Shomer if it could be learned out as a Kal V'chomer from Yad? Comes to tell me that the Shomer is Litzaref, and now everything we could stick with the way that we originally said it. Hold on a second, that's a little weird. To go, Imenu in the Shomer de Nevela, Tneu in the Yad de Nevela, Imenu in the Yad de Nevela, Tneu, well, it's awfully roundabout. So why not just go straight to the core? Why not just say like this? You've got an extra din of Shomer Nevela, which doesn't make any sense because it could be derived entirely from the Yad of a Nevela, which is Kipomidivlatamalav. And then it's Tamei Lachem, which is L'chol Tzorcheichem. That's always the Niyad. Yad is Tzorach. Some way that I'm going to be using to handle, put a handle on something. Okay, so it's not necessary for that, right? Because I already know Yad. Fine. And that's Kavachom with the Shomer. So if that's the case, Tneu Inyim, the Shomer, the Alma, go straight instead of saying Tneu Niyad in the veil. Tell me that it's coming to tell me an extended din in the dinim of Shomer. Ah, now, one of the dinim of Shomrim that we didn't know was the fact that a Shomer is not only Motsi, but it's also Magnis, right? So maybe this din is coming to tell me that the Shomer is Magnis. And that then we don't have an extra, we don't have this extra one to teach about Yad. The Shomer is Machnis, we learned out. This is adding that a Shomer is also Mitzaref. Not because, what else is it for? But now we have an extra one to talk about Shomer, to directly Mitzaref. But what you did is you first said, let's give it a din of Yad. And therefore we know from here that Yad is certainly going to be Machnis for the extra Yad. Excuse me, but there is no extra Yad. There's extra Shomer. So let it tell me the din of Shomer directly. Why talk to me about first going to Yad and teaching me something I have no right to teach? Maybe there is no din. The Yad is Machnis. Ava Yad Lachnis. Lo. So I don't understand how you manage to pull open the wool over my eyes over here. You're using it in extending the din of Yad, which Mamela tells me that I have a Kavah Chomer for Shomer, and now I know Tzira for Shomer because I've got an extra din of Shomer Bichlal. The main din of Shomer is extra. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know the din of Shomer directly from Shomer Nevel. That's where the extra Shomer comes from. And I never have a pasuk to tell me that there's a din of Yad being Ma. Okay, you know what, says the Gemara? Forget about the whole thing. Forget about it. There was never a problem. It's very simple. Where was the halacha of Yav? Ki v'pomini latam alav, right? So that kasha is a ridiculous question because Yad by Eichlin is specifically talking about Yad for Hachnasa, not for Yad Votsa. You're talking about you have a piece of bread. It's a continuation of Kozer Azeruah. So now the opposite. If now, after was Moksha Lekabal Tuma, now if you're attached to that thing with a Yad, so then the thing will become Tamei Kipo Miniv Latamalav. It's Mekabal Tuma. That's Hachnasas. What are you telling me? How do I know that there's a din of Yad for Hachnasas? That's the case. So Yad, of course, is talking about. That's the whole point. Mikar Ki Ktiva Yad. The reference in the pasuk to the din of lachem by kipomini vlatam is all about the din now of Yad. Okay, so therefore the original question was in error. Now, once we've established that, okay, so now let's go back. So now we know that there's a din of Yad for hachnasa. All right, let's talk about a sheretz falls on bread. Now, let me ask you again, now that we have all this straight, okay, what's the point of Shomer Denevela? We know Shomer Denevela, because the Shomer Denevela anyway only does a Maaseh Yad. So what's Shomer Denevela doing there? Lomeli. Okay. Lomeli, Legufe. For what? Litzarufe. Amret lo mitzarif. You say, so for sure Legufe lo tzarif, okay? Because it's not going to be mitzarif, that's a Gefirah Shaposik that says, I already know that Yad is Machnas Umaitzi. So, Koshik and Ishamer is Machnas Umaitzi as a Yad. It's not Mitzvah, but as it does at least what a Yad does, Miyad Atya. So, I don't understand. That doesn't bother me, my dear friend, because Mil Tadati Bekav Achomer Torah Vakatav Lakram. You see, I mean, you can't ask me why do I need it. Why do I need it? I had a Kav Achomer, so I had a Kav Achomer. So, very often we find the Torah speaks out to me unknown. Wait a second over here. If that's the case, so then I can ask you about it. You said that I have an extra Shomer, and that teaches me that Shomer is a Tzarev because I would have known it from a Kavah Chomer from Yad. Why not just say, so what if you would have known it? So what? After all, it's Tarak V'Kas of Lakra. Ema, why don't we say that the Shomer is not coming to tell me Tziruf. It's the Hachnis. Hachnis, I know, from Yad. Emil Tadati Bekav Achomer, Torah Vakatav Lakra. So how can you prove anything new from that? No, come on, you know the answer to that. The answer to that is Echad Ikal Abidr Shtashina. Where you've got an option to utilize something that was said in the Kav Achomer is unnecessarily stated, that yes, But here, now that I've learned everything else, the truth is that Yad Dinavela, I can learn the Shomer Dinavela, rather. Yad Dinavela, I need to know because I have to tell me it's a Tami Yodim, like we said before. Otherwise, we're stuck with Dayalavo Min Adin. It can't be more than a Tamar and it's right. It won't be a Tami Yodim. But what's the point of mentioning Yitzma to Tami Shomer Dinavela, which is not really a Shomer in the sense of Tiro, if it's only a Shomer Dinavela with Yad? So it doesn't do anything. Says the Gemara in the Chinam, it doesn't do anything, but it's a very effective way of making the drasha now. So you have one case where we can't apply it to anything else. There's nothing left to add. We have the other shomer that teaches me the din of tziruf, and everybody's happy now. Rav Chaviva says, gentlemen, what you said at the end of Amud Aleph makes perfect good sense. What was your problem? Your problem was, isn't that a roundabout way of doing things? To say, well, we don't really need Shomer Dinavela, so therefore give it to a Yad Dinavela. Oh, but we don't really need Yad Dinavela, so give it to Yad the Alma. And therefore, we now know that Yad is Magnus. So you ask the Kasha, I mean, is that silly? You're going to say, we don't need it for Shomer, give it to Yad. We don't need it for Yad, give it for Yad the Alma. Doesn't it make more sense to use it for Shomer the Alma directly, and then you're left without the Yad Magnus? That was your Kasha. No, it's not a good Kasha. Tell you why. Because a shamer of an avela is nothing but a yad with a different name. That's the point. Tell me what difference there is between a yad and a avela and a shamer and avela. Absolutely none. And that's even the way we phrased it. You might think that if you touch the skin on the other side of the flesh, that it's not considered to be afilu by sayad, even though it's a shamer, kamash malan yitma, that this shamer, for all intents and purposes, acts as a yad. No. So there is no shamer than avela. So basically we have two psukim of yad than avela. That's what imagine. What do you think we're crazy? That's why we said it that way. What do I need shamer than avela? Well, it doesn't really need shamer. So today we need yad than avela. That's the point, which is what it is anyway. If it's edotzarek liyad and avela, so then give it liyad the alma, and now we'll know that yad is matnas and meitzin. Everything was fine. The original kasha wasn't even a good kasha. So shiny shomer the avela, given the maase yad kaavid a yad shadin alei. It is for all intents and purposes, it acts as a yad. So you can call it whatever you want, but for all intents and purposes, it is a din of a yad, and therefore that's the halacha that we give. It's great, right? So much fun. Isn't there a Beferisha Mishnah that basically shows this to be wrong? Again, we're getting back to Uktsin again. It says over here, Hapitma shel rimon mitzarefet, v'hanet shelo ein mitzaref. Your entire mekor for the din of Shomer was what? The way that a person would plant a seed. Now, how exactly do you plant a rimon tree? Do you take a rimon and stick it in the ground? No. That's not how you plant a rimon tree. What you do is first you take a yichur from the tree, you let it root, and then it takes root.
One of those little pumps?
No, an actual branch stick it in water, and then you make a yichur of it. So what are you telling me now? Here, there's a whole Mishnah. There's a pitma on the rimon, that's that little... the little closure on the top, and then around that you have this what's called the nates of the rimon, which is the sort of the it's much more of a stringy material. It goes around the pitma. So over there, that nates, that's not mitzarek, because we're going to see ein shomer agave shomer. We're going to get to this later on, but that, in the Mishnah, that's the point. But anyway, the pitma, the flower, is mitzarek. Why is it mitzaref? Nobody plants rimons. You said the whole makor of shomer is the way that you would plant it. So where do you get the idea that a fruit would have a shomer then? Vamai krikan, why don't we apply now the model from the pasuk? Alkol zera zarua valeka. This model does not apply to a rimon. That's my first question. The second question is, you take a look in our Mishnah. It says, ha'or varota vakipa, and so on, mitztaref l'tamei tum'at ochlin. Did somebody ever plant meat with the or, and that's the way you grow animals? I mean, I understand. How do you apply the halakha of shomer called zera zerua? I mean, I've heard of money trees, but certainly not cow trees.
That's what they taught us in Shiva.
Yeah, for the good boys. That's how they taught that cows grow in the yeshiva. You know.
In Africa, they have sausage trees.
Huh? There you go. So according to this, where do you get the idea of the chalal and anything? I mean, something's wrong with the way that you're claiming that we learned out of the pasuk. I don't understand how anything is supposed to be makabel tuma except for literally chitabekli patam. It seeds, I understand. But where in the world do we get this halakha about all of these other things that are not planted that way? So there's got to be another lima. Ela, I mean, the truth is, it's much more complex than what you thought. You thought, ko zara zeruha, asher yizareya, you learned to mean kederach she'adam motzi. But the fact is that there are three separate mentions of zera here, and one of them comes to tell me, chad l'shomer d'zraim, v'chad l'shomer d'ilanot. So we've got an additional zera zeruha to tell me these halachas. So one comes to tell me, yes, the shomer zeroyim, there it's the way we said chitabekli patah. But the other adds a shomer d'ilanot for perot. And in this case, the pitama of the rimon is covered by the additional zera. And the other one is a shomer for basar, let's say the skin of the basar. Beitzim, let's say the shell of an egg. So the shell of an egg is considered to be matres amotzi tuma into the foodstuff, which is the egg. And dagim, so let's say you have the scales and the dagim. That protects the dagim, and now if you touch the scales, even though they're not edible, they act as a shomer, they're machas emotzi tuma from the oichlin, which is the fish. Omer Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Rav, as far as the din of yad is concerned, it's entirely a halacha of tuma, but there's no din of yad to be machshir. So in other words, if you have a chita that is indeed covered, and water falls on it, I mean, then the chita is not going to be a kabbal tuma, because first you got to have a foodstuff. Then you can start dealing with the question of whether it's a kabbal tuma. And until it gets wet, there's no din of it's being a foodstuff. And if there's no din of yad for hechsher, then as long as it's been covered, it never got wet. That's Rav Shita. So there's no yad lehechsher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh yad letuma ulehechsher. There's actually a yad that would work for allowing the wetness to also be defined as heksher of the chita itself, even though it only touched the thick covering of the chita. But my kamif, again, there's two ways of understanding the machloket. Look, it may be a fundamental difference in understanding the nature of heksher, or it may simply be a question of what the pasuk is saying. Let's take the pasuk approach first. Ibaite makra. So, mar savar mikra nidrash lefanav velo lifnei fanav. The pasuk that we're talking about over here is talking about specifically tuma. Kiyipo minivlatam. Now the pasuk immediately before was talking about kiyipo mayim alzera, and there was alkozera zerua. But the actual word of the lachem, where we learned out the tamehu lachem, that was said on the sheretz that falls on the bread. Now, I wasn't talking about hechsher. I was talking about bread that was already mukshel kabel tuma. It's right. That was mukshel kabel tuma, and it was there that it said the pasuk of lachem. So if you hold, as Rav does, that a pasuk is meant to be nidrash on what it is nidrash on, right in front of it, but not lifnei fanav, not going back to the previous aforementioned pasuk of the kipo mayim azera, doesn't say lachem anywhere in that pasuk, so that is not what it was referring to. So the din of yad was never said on the din of heksher, which is kipo mayim azera, right? Mashenken Rav Yochanan holds, mikra is nidrash lefanav ulifnei fanav, and therefore he says, there's two dinim of yad. One that is said, kipomni vlatam tameyu lachem, that's on tuma, but it's the conclusion of the psukim that talk about kozera zerua, kipomayim alzera, and therefore it's going back on the entire series. So that means that there's a din of heksher on that as well. Or, maybe I'm not arguing about the pasuk. It's a simple question of a svara. Ibait ema svara. Mar savar heksher tchilat tumahu. One man, the armor holds, so there's two completely different ways of understanding heksher. Is heksher part of the process of Kabbalat Tuma, or is heksher part of the process of Gemirat Ochlin? If it's part of the actual Kabbalat Tuma, and the Kabbalat Tuma has two stages, so that it's ready to be connected to Tuma once it gets wet, well, then it's still in Tuma. Well, or not, it is a yad in terms of Kabbalah Struma. Then by definition, it's a yad in the first stage of Kabbalah Struma, which is that it should get wet. But if I learn that getting wet has nothing to do with Tuma per se, it's simply a question of what's considered to be the Gemara Eichlin to make the, of this rhyme to make the Eichlin, what does one have to do with the other? So therefore, you could say, Mar Savar Hekshet Chilat Tuma, and therefore, as Rabbi Yochanan is saying, there is a yad, both the Tuma and the Hekshet, which is part of Tuma. But it's a completely different process. The truth is, we have a braita that says exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, namely that yesh yad lehechsher, and it says in that braita, Tani kavati Rabbi Yochanan, kishem sheyesh yad letuma, kach yesh yad lehechsher, so that there is actually a din, that even if you got a completely covered thing that's inside of a shemer, and it gets wet, you'd say, so, okay, but now I peeled the orange. So now the orange was never wet. So it's not going to be a makabel tumah. No, the skin of the orange would have you know, we're talking about yad over here. We're going to see the, but it's kavachomer, we say, the yonim of shemer. And therefore, there's also a yad l'akshon.
So yad would work
for everything. Exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. In the same way that nothing can be makabel tuma unless it has already been picked off of the ground, but anything that's mechuber to the karka, the Torah never spoke about tuma in chibur lekarka. So too, anything that is connected to the ground cannot be makabel hechsher. So that it's everything can get wet while it's attached to the ground. Otherwise, how is it going to grow? But it's not makabel hechsher achi yitaleishu. Another chumra of Zroyim over Nevelot. It's betametumas ochlin, but it's certainly not a nevel until it dies. Achetamut, achiatizet rosha. Riba, letametumat ochlim, imashri, betametumat nevelot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there is a case where if the alal was bechunas, and in this case the alal means, of course, the bashe ifrish asakim, im yesh bo kizayit bebekom echad, then it would actually be an avela and you'd be chayav alal. Tanina la de tan rabbanan, shomrim la tumah kala, velo shomrim la tumah chamura, shomrim la tumah kala minala, de tanin de be Rabbi Shmuel, al kol zera zeruah she yizarea, kederech shemei adam otzin lizri'ah. Chita beklipata, zara beklipata, adashim beklipatan, and how do I know lo shomrim l'tumah chamura minolan? The Torah Rabbanan menivlata v'lo ba'or she'in alav kizayit basar. You might think if you touch the or, keneged avasar lo yeitameit amelomar yitma. What? Michael Omar. Omar Rabba, well, Amila Kedi, obviously a little piece missing here. Chisurim echaz v'ochim katani. Benivlata v'lo ba'or she'in alav kezayit basar v'or mashlimo l'kezayit. It's not mitztarev. But yocho shani motzi af or that does have a kezayit basar of a nevela. You might think anogea keneged basar me'achorav on the skin. Yocho lo yei tamei, which would mean v'afilu ma'aseyad even. It's not of it. Okay, I understand you're not treating it with the full dignity of a shomer to be mitztarev. But at least that it should act as good as a little yad would act. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, no, as a yad it is, yitma. Okay, tznan ha'taminu katzin. Kol shu yad velo shomer tamei umetamei ve'inu mitztarev. Shomer, afo pisheino yad, tamei umetamei umetztarev. Lo yad velo shomer, lo tamei velo metamei. Okay, yadot. I saw where shomer is from, but where are yadot from? Yadot echektiva, dechtiva. V'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafam v'nivlatam alav tameyu lachem. Lachem yizokol shebetzorchechem l'rabot et hayadot. Furthermore, v'chti, by nevela, ki amut v'na be'ima shiri lachem. Again, lachem l'chol shebetzorchechem l'rabot et hayadot. Which means, a yad is machnis, a yad is motzi, and the shomer I certainly lachnis motzi. I don't need a pasuk, it's a kavachor b'miyad. Ma yad she'ina megina. Nonetheless, it's Machneset Motziah, Shomer Lo Kosher, okay? What then was the whole point of the pasuk that we had before about the Shomer, which is called Zera Zerua, Kederach Adam Motzi Lizriah? Lomali, Shmami Alatzarev. Now, wait a minute, why? Ema Yad Lachnis, Velo Lotzi, Shomer, the extra pasuk is coming to tell me that it's both machmis and motzi. But where do you get the idea that a yad is motzi and a shomer is mitzarev? Oh, that's crazy. What are you talking about? Yad lachmis v'lo motzi. How do you say such a thing? Hashti yulam aila fukimi boy. Okay, fine, fine. I'll say it right. Ema yad lotzi v'lo lachmis. Shomer lotzi ulachmis from the extra pasuk. And doesn't give me any yad lachmis, which doesn't leave me an extra pasuk to tell me Shomer Letzareif. Not. Ah, I forgot to tell you. Yad Yuteraktim, Tanur V'chiraim Yutat, and over there you got another one of these lachems, Tmeim Eimu, Tmeim Yulachem, L'chol Shebetzorchechem, L'rabot Etayadot, gives us an extra one. Really? Which one is extra? Well, L'chtabach one of Bezroim V'laitan of Minam. No way. Malaz Roim Shken Tubat Amruba. No, that's totally crazy. Okay, wait a minute. We only need one extra, right? So chodemi chodelo atya. Let's learn chodemi tarte. Okay, try. I tate. Lo lichtobrach mana bizraim v'tate me'ana. Wait a minute, that's not really different than the tanur. I mean, after all, perot shelo hukshu are essentially the same as the tanur shelo nigmar malachtam dami. You better get a better question than that. Okay, fine. Pri chachi. Malahanach shekein matamim shelo benigia. That's a good one. Tomar bezraim shein matamim ala benigia. All right, so scotch that. Let's try the other one. Lo lichter rachmana betanur. And we'll learn the tanur out of Zroim and Nevela. No, because Zroim and Nevela are both Ochlim. Okay, scotch that. Let's try this one. Lo lichtavrach mana b'nevela. V'teite mi'anach. You're right. Boing. Strike. Yad de Nevela lomali. Imeinu ini le'yad Nevela gives us a general additional din of Yad the Alma, and that tells us Yad lachnis. Yad lo tzi. Now we have a kol v'chomer for shomer. What do we need a pasuk for shomer for? We need it only to tell me litzareif. Vakate yad de nevela itzre diilo katarachem nevela. Hava mina dayal hava mina din liyot kiridon. Ma hanach the tanner on the zroim alo metame yadam av nevela alo metame yadam. Ah yeah 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 yeah. Okay, el yad de nevela mitzach tzarech. It's the shomer nevela with the lo tzarech because. Ah, yes. What? Mitztaruf? You said the Farish in the Potsik. Lomitztaruf. To be motzi? I don't need a Potsik to tell you to be motzi. Even a yad is motzi. It's a kavachomer, a shamer. Elimeno in yad le shomer, the nevelat. Even le yad the nevelat. Imenu in yad the nevelat. Today we need le yad the alma, which therefore teaches us yad lotzi, yad lachnis. Leaving us an extra shamer, must be coming to tell me that it's mitzarev. Wait a minute, what a backwards way of learning. You should go directly from shamer and nevela to shamer the alma. Don't go through the yacht stuff and get an extra drush out of it. So you should say, imenu ini l'shamer nevela, today we need l'shamer the alma. In which case, now I know shamer lachmis, shamer letzarev. Where do I get the idea of yad lachmis? That not? Ah, because the whole thing is ridiculous. Mi korak ikat v'yad, it was bedavka on achnos. In other words, what do I need extra pasuk for? Therefore, shemer de nevela lomali. Okay, so now we know everything. What's the point of the shemer de nevela? Legufe. What do you mean legufe? It's not being mitzarev. You said it's not mitzarev. Lachis v'la'itzi. You say we know already from yad. So what? Mil tadat yevakav achormetor v'katav lakra. Why? So you could have said that on Shemir the Alma. We don't have the extra one to tell me that it's mitzarev. I tell you, it's lahachnis. Ah, you'll say, what do you mean lahachnis? I know that from Yad. So mil tadat if you have a chometor chotav lakra. Okay, but eicha the yikal amidrash tashinan. And over here we can be derish that it's mitzarev, but we can't do that by nevela because the pasuk says beferush that it's not mitzarev. So what's your problem? Rav Chaviva Amar, the whole thing was never a problem in the first place. When we said Shemer de Nevela is teaching me a din of Yad, that's because the Shemer de Nevela, for all intents and purposes, is a Yad. Give it the Maisa Yad Ka'ovid, a Yad Shadim Alei. Matkif La Ravi Yerubar Yishma, Hoditnan, apitma, shorimo, mitstaref, vanek, shaloim, mitstaref, amai. Korikan, alkoz, zera, zerua, nobody ever stuck a rimon into the ground to grow a tree. Vitu, hoditsan, orva, rotava, kipa, mitstaref. How in the world, or is mitstaref, somebody plants or, minola. Elotlatek, roikti, alkoz, zera, zerua, shayizarea. Ha, the shomer de Zraim. Vicha, the shomer de Ilanot. Vidach v'shomer basar, which is the or, betzim, the klipa, the dagim, the what do they call them? The scales. Thank you. Amrav chiyabar Hashem Rav Yesh Yad Tuma ve'in Yad Le'achsher. Rav Yochanan Amar Yesh Yad Tuma u'le'achsher. Malka Miflagei. Ibaytem Esvara. Ibaytem Akra. Ibaytem Akra. Umar Zaver Nikra Nidrash Lefanav Lo Lifnei Fanav. Umar Zaver Nikra Nidrash Lefanav Lo Lifnei Fanav. Ibaytem Esvara. Umar Zaver Echshet Chilat Tuma. Umar Zaver Echshet Laf Chilat Tuma. Tanya Gavate De Rav Yochanan. Kishem Sheyesh Yad Tuma. Kach Yesh Yad Le'achsher. וכשם שאין מקבלים תומה אלא כשיתלשו, כך הם מקבלים הכשר אלא עד שיתלשו. אומר רב, אין יד לפחות מכזית. Whoops.